Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles. We welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to the new National Guard show, a series of new and brilliant dramatic radio productions designed for your enjoyment and starring the foremost names of motion pictures. The National Guard, our great citizen army, brings you George Murphy in a story titled A Melody in Hearts. And now, the curtain rises on Act One of A Melody in Hearts, starring George Murphy as Jimmy Kennedy. Jimmy Kennedy is in a jam. Jimmy's a songwriter gone stale, and that puts Arthur Berry, the movie producer, right behind the eight ball. For he's got to have a song for his new show right now.
Jimmy!
Sure, I know, Mr. Berry. I promised you a tune, but I got to have time. What do you think I am, a jukebox? Something you can walk up to, drop a coin in the slot, and get a song? Look, I write them when I feel them.
Well, you better start getting that feeling. This is your last chance with me, Jimmy.
All right, Mr. Berry. Go ahead, twist my arm.
I'd twist your neck if I thought it would help. What's the matter with you, Jimmy?
Oh, everything, Mr. Berry. I got no place to work. My apartment's a madhouse.
Yes, but you're a bachelor. You live alone.
Sure, but the place is filled with people day and night. Drop-ins, moochers. I can't hear myself think.
Hey, maybe I can fix that. My wife's out of town. I'm staying at the club. Why don't you move out to my house in Beverly Hills?
Hey, wait a minute. Could be you got something there, pal. No, it's no good. The birds would keep me awake.
It might be a good idea to stay awake. I've got to have the song by tomorrow night.
You got a piano out there?
That I have, a baby grand. Although I don't know why they called it a baby when it set me back a couple of grand.
Well, even at that price, it's probably out of tune. But I'm out of tune, too, so it might be just the right combination, huh? Okay, you talk me into it. It's a deal.
All right, I'll give you the keys and you can go right out. We let the servants go. So you have to look out for yourself.
Oh, don't worry about that, Mr. Berry. I never eat anything when I'm working on a song.
You never will if you don't write this one. And tomorrow night's your deadline, Jimmy. You're holding up production.
Now, look, can I help it if I'm not a Hollywood genius?
Well, I'm betting you are. I'll call you in the morning to see how the song's coming.
And if it doesn't come, I'll give you a report on the bird.
Sorry I woke you. I'm glad to hear you worked all night.
Who said anything about working? I stayed awake all night waiting for this phone call and listened to your birds. What are they, cuckoos?
You're the only cuckoo out there.
I'm not so sure about that. Hey, wait a minute. There's somebody at the door.
Well, get rid of whoever it is and keep the door locked. I'll be out for my song this afternoon.
You better bring a magician with you. Goodbye. That guy makes me nervous. He still thinks I'm a jukebox. Hey, that sounds like a baby. Hey, who's out there?
Oh, I didn't expect to find anyone here.
Well, pin my ears back and shut my mouth. It is a baby.
You act exactly like you never saw one before. Mrs. Berry said you'd be at the club.
Well, I'm not. And Mrs. Berry isn't here.
Well, of course she isn't. I saw her in San Francisco yesterday, and she invited me to use the house for the week. I'm Judy Watson. I hope I'm not putting you out, Mr. Berry.
I'm not Mr. Berry.
Oh. Oh, well, Mrs. Berry said the servants had gone.
And I'm not the butler either. Now, Jimmy Kennedy and Mr. Berry invited me to use the house, and I was here first.
Oh, well, there's no reason why we should stand here glaring at one another. I won't be in your way. It's a big house.
It's not that big.
Oh, we'll work it out. Look, will you hold the baby while I bring my bags in?
Wait a minute. Holding a baby's not in my department. I'll get your bags.
Oh, silly. The baby won't bite you.
Well, I might forget and bite the baby.
Look, just leave the others in the hall and bring me the little black bag.
Okay, little black bag coming right up. Say, does it yell like that all the time?
It's not an it, it's a he. And he's crying because he's hungry.
Oh, well, I guess that's your department. I'll go out.
Oh, no, you won't. You're not going anywhere until you help me feed the baby.
Now, look, sister, I've done a lot of things in my life, and some of them I'm not too proud of. Say, what kind of a mother are you? Feed him yourself.
Well, now, there's no need to get upset, Mr. Kennedy. Look, if you'll show me the way to the kitchen, I'll heat the baby's bottle, and you can go on doing whatever it is you do.
Bottle? He's got a bottle, a little kid like that, and you want to heat it?
Well, certainly. Stanley. You wouldn't want him to take his milk cold, would you?
I don't care how he takes it. I'd boil it if I thought it would stop his yelling.
His milk's already been boiled.
Fine, fine. That's an idea. Maybe I ought to get boiled.
Look, quit shouting. All I ask you to do is show me the kitchen.
All right. It's down there at the end of the hall someplace.
Here. I don't care whether you like it or not. You've got to hold the baby while I heat his milk. I need help.
Hey, wait a minute. I might drop...
Answer the front door.
Cuckoo birds, babies. I came out here to find a quiet place to work. Hey, Judy!
Yeah.
Something's happened to the baby.
Well, answer the front door first.
Who are you, the baby's father?
Who, me? I never seen that kid before.
Well, what do you want?
I'm a piano tuner.
A piano tuner when I need a plumber. Okay, come in and start tuning.
The curtain falls on Act One of A Melody in Heart, starring George Murphy. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from our announcer.
Young men, if you are 17 to 34 years of age, you may be able to become a member of the first team for defense in the new National Guard. Today, the National Guard is offering new and increased opportunities for ambitious young men with an eye to the future. You'll earn extra pay, sharpen up old skills, learn new ones, and what's more, you'll qualify for retirement pay. At the close of this show, your local announcer will give you the facts on where you can apply for membership in your community. And now, get in the Guard and get ahead. Now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of A Melody in Heart, starring George Murphy. The baby's asleep. Judy found some canned goods and fixed up a tasty luncheon, and Jimmy's feeling pretty good. If he's late with the song, he can blame the piano tuner, and it looks like he's going to be late.
Say, that's pretty good eating. You know, when I open a tin, the stuff tastes just like it came out of a tin. What'd you do to it?
That's a little secret, known as the woman's touch, Mr. Kennedy.
Jimmy's the name. You can't very well call a fellow mister when you're living in the same house with him and cooking his meals.
All right. Jimmy, it is. But this is your last meal. You're moving.
What? Oh, no, that's impossible. Your friend Mr. Berry's got me locked in here until I finish a song for his new show, and I haven't even started.
Well, so you write songs. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, no. That's the biggest mistake you've made today. It's an awful way to earn a living. Spending all your time trying to rhyme words with love and bliss and moon.
Ooh, why don't you try some new words? Write a new song.
There hasn't been a new one written in 50 years. You know, writing a new song is like trying to find a word to rhyme with orange.
I know, there isn't such a word. But you could write something bright and fresh. Original.
Yeah, I know. I thought I could, too, till this morning. No, I'm fresh out of ideas, Judy. Every brain in this old pumpkin of mine is just as dry as a dust bowl.
Oh, well, I've got lots of ideas. Maybe I can help... Oh, the baby.
Yeah, that's the baby, all right. He's a noisy little guy, isn't
well,
he?
Well, I've got to get to him. He couldn't be hungry.
Maybe he's got an idea for a song.
Oh, Jimmy, hurry. He's holding his breath.
Well, I'm right here. Oh, look, Judy. Look at his face. He's turning blue.
Well, call the doctor. Call somebody. Do something.
Well, did he ever hold his breath before?
Oh, how would I know? I don't know anything about babies.
What? You don't know anything about babies, but you got one. Look out. He's going to let loose.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm scared. Oh, what do we do?
Well, now, wait a minute. I noticed something just now. He only yells when he starts kicking. Does that mean anything, Judy?
Oh, Jimmy, he might have paralysis.
Hello, folks. I got your piano tuned good as new.
Oh, thanks, pal. Say, do you know anything about babies?
Well, I ought to. I got five of my own. Oh, yeah, I hear him yelling. Is anything wrong with him?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Well, he might be dying.
Yeah, he might be dying.
Well, wait. Sounds more like something's hurting him. Yeah, I'll have a look. Hey, who changed this baby?
Well, she did.
But I did. Why?
Well, there's a pin stick in the kid every time he moves.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, well, here, I'll get it. Yeah. Well, feel better, kid?
Oh, how do you like that? Gee. Hey, are you sure he's okay now?
Oh, he's fine as silk. Hey, lady, don't ever leave one of them safety pins unhooked. Kids don't like it. Oh, you want to sign this bill for the piano, mister?
Oh, sure. There you are. And thanks for everything, pal.
Oh, Jimmy, look. He's going back to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good thing, too. Young lady, there's a couple of questions I want to ask you about babies. This baby in particular.
Now, I think you just better let me explain things.
Hold it. Don't move. Don't even breathe. Hold everything. I'm getting an idea. I feel a song coming on.
Oh, I know. The baby gave you the idea.
No, the piano tuner. I'll call it the piano tuner blues.
Oh, but Jimmy, there's nothing romantic about a piano tuner.
Well, there is about this one. He knows all about babies and grown-up ladies.
But that doesn't even rhyme.
Well, who cares? It's close enough. I'm a songwriter, not a poet. Wait a minute. I got another line. He can fix anything from a broken heart to a broken pot.
Oh, that's even worse. It's corny.
Well, of course. All hit songs have to have the old corn. That's what makes it a sure fire for a production number in Barry's show. Wait a minute. I've got the tune for it, too.
I suppose it'll sound just like a piano tuner at work.
What do you know? You've been reading my mind. There'll be a lot of zings and twangs and crashes and plenty of sweet notes. Come on, Judy. I need you for the romance. Come on right now. We'll try it on the piano while I'm hot.
I told you to keep the front door locked, Jimmy.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Barry.
Hello, Jimmy. Hey, where'd you find this beautiful girl?
Oh, Judy? Why, she just strolled into my life this morning.
Oh, are you Mr. Barry?
Yes. You must be Judy Watson. And according to Mrs. Barry, you're her favorite girl.
She's mine, too. She helped me find the song we've been looking for.
Yeah, I've been outside listening for 20 minutes. It's a natural, Jimmy, and it goes right into the show.
Oh, the baby.
Oh, I forgot all about him.
Well, whose baby?
Well, Judy's, of course. Where'd you think I'd pick up a baby?
But Judy isn't married.
Not married?
Well, I've been trying to tell him it's my sister's baby. I'm just keeping him today while she's looking for a house.
Oh, so that's the answer. Mr. Barry, you better go see what the kid wants.
Yes.
You see, Judy and I have some unfinished business to straighten out. Right, Judy?
Right, Jimmy.
And Mr. Barry.
Yes?
If you find any open safety pins, close them.
The curtain falls on Act Two of A Melody in Heart, starring George Murphy. Thank you, George, for your appearance with us here on this performance, and our sincere congratulations on a superb portrayal. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, presents Alan Young in a story you won't want to miss titled A Part-Time Chemist. Be sure to join us, won't you? Until then, thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears at the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.